We're going to talk about the World Series and one player in particular who made a lot of headlines, not only on the field, but how he's getting paid off the field as well. Plus later, we're going to tell you at what point someone should consider de-risking their portfolio. And of course, taxes, not just for April 15th. We'll dive into some tax situations you need to be aware of here, even in November, as you plan for your retirement. We'll get to that and a whole lot more. But first things first, we do say hello to the man of the hour, the star of the show, and my good buddy Tom Fortino. And Tom, hope you're doing well today, sir.
You know, I'm doing well. How are you doing today, Kevin?
I'm doing great. I'm just having a hard time, like, with all the... This feels like one of the fastest years in history, doesn't it?
Yeah, except we said it last year, and then we said it the year before. Mm-hmm. It always seems like it's the fastest year in history. But to your point, this is why it's so important, because I get these comments sometimes, too. It's like, man, I woke up, and I was 3 years out from retirement, and I thought, oh my God, where am I standing? You know, and so these things kind of creep up on you, and that's why it's important when we talk about a number of these topics today, which we're going to get into. You know, you can't procrastinate.
Yeah.
We've seen all the studies. The sooner you start, the better. I mean, we are coming up on deadlines, and I think we're going to talk a little about that today, Kevin, the end of year, certainly, and then you're going into next year, and now we have to talk about that as well. But these deadlines of you have until the end of the year to do a Roth conversion. We're going to talk a little bit about that. You have the end of the year to do these tax loss harvestings. You have the end of the year for charitable contributions. You have the end of the year to take your required minimum distributions, and the end of the year. So we can get into these. And this is critical as part of your planning. And so stick around, because we're going to give you actionable items and things that you may want to do before the end of the year.
That's what we do on this show each and every week. Actionable items. And folks, if you'd like to learn more about any of the topics Tom and I cover on the show today, jot this phone number down. Keep it handy. It's 630-864-6711. That's the number to reach Tom Fortino and the team at the Alpha Wealth Group. Again, 630-864-6711, or online. AlphaWealthGroup.com is the website. Again, it's AlphaWealthGroup.com. So, Tom, you and I are sports guys. I know neither of our teams were in the Fall Classic this year, but did you get a chance to sit down and take in some of the Dodgers and Blue Jays? It was a great World Series, wasn't it?
I missed a lot of it, but I heard it was one of the most exciting World Series, as exciting as baseball can be, you know, that it was.
No doubt about it. Well, before things got started in the Fall Classic, obviously a lot of the focus and the attention was on Shohei Ohtani, not only because he's a phenomenal player, but also because of how he's getting paid. For those folks who didn't hear the story, Tom, he's deferred the majority of his salary until later, after his playing days. Matter of fact, he only made $2 million in salary from the Dodgers this year. It helps when you get $100 million in endorsements along the way as well. But it allows the Dodgers to build a championship team around him, and he also gets the bulk of that cash later on in his life. So it got me thinking about deferment as a concept when it comes to what you do for folks right here in the Chicagoland area. And that's there's a lot of different ways that can go when it comes to deferring items till later in life, isn't there?
Yeah, we've seen this obviously common in sports, but it can be, you can still apply smaller numbers, but you can apply it to what, you know, you're doing. And when you look at your retirement, look, retirement ends and so does your salary. And so we have to take a look at some of these problems that we're dealing with. This shift means that your lifestyle, when we talk about these things, your lifestyle depends entirely on how well you plan to generate income. And so when we talk about income, I know you hear it a lot, and it's like, okay, we got it. But no, this is critical to your planning, and that's why we're talking about it. Again, I mentioned this many times. I'm an investment advisor rep, part of a registered investment advisory group. We do portfolio management. That's important. But that's not really income planning. We do tax planning. We do estate planning. So let's talk about that one piece, which is creating income you can't outlive. I mean, if you think about it, and I made the comment, look, your lifestyle depends on it. I had a meeting recently with someone, and we were talking about it, and she said, you know, really what I'm looking to do, it's fairly simple, and you hear this, it's common. Hey, I want to travel once a year, at least the first number of years of my retirement, and I like to go out to eat. You know, I like to enjoy myself. And, you know, we're saying, well, how do we create that income? So, you know, when you go out to eat, you're not saying, okay, can I have that other glass of wine? Can I have my dessert? That's, you know, as simple as that sounds, you're just not worried about these things. And that's one of the biggest overlooked things with the psychology of it. You know, we're living longer than ever. Social Security is usually not enough. Expenses don't go away. And then we have to deal with inflation. And so, again, I can go down the list. So how are we creating the income? This is an example with Shohei Ohtani. And again, it's been common throughout sports, but you can apply it to your situation. We spend a lot of time on Social Security, your claiming strategies. That's something we do. what do you do to maximize your cumulative lifetime benefit with Social Security? That's one income source. Pensions are another income source. This is another income source with we talked about. And sometimes I'm apprehensive because I hear people have all these opinions. Let's forget the opinions. I'm talking about annuities, using income annuities. Why would I use these in my, and this is a, you can use a deferred, what's called a deferred. You can invest in these annuities that provide a guaranteed lifetime income over the rest of your life. I just talked about the risk. Well, this is transferring risk. I mentioned longevity risk. Well, guess what? They pay for the rest of your life. I talked about market risk. Well, guess what? Whether the market's up, down, sideways, it doesn't matter. You're getting income again. That risk goes away. There's other things that we can take a look at where it can provide joint lifetime income. Again, income for the rest of your life. And if you're married, for your spouse's life, it doesn't go down. And so when we take a look again at part of your income plan, does it make sense to understand this? Look, we have a report on our, we've offered all the time. It's in our library on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. It's called The Truth About Annuities. And I always, that's what I said. Look, again, we do portfolio management. I'm also insurance licensed. I'm not pro or con. I'm just being honest and telling you how they work. Mm-hmm. I sat down again with this individual, said, yeah, I'd like to go out and looking for some additional funds. So we showed her, here's how you can get another $25,000. I'm sorry, it was $29,000 a year for the rest of your life.
Wow.
That's on top of the Social Security. And she said, you know, I think that's really all I need. And guess what? She still had, you know, the monies and the funds for investing, which gets back to the other goal of having a trip and traveling. I said, look, now think about it this way. As we design this plan, you have all the income you need, right? And then you want to take that trip, pull $10,000 out of your investments. She said, you know, that was the number I was thinking about. Pull $10,000 out of your investments. And because the checks are coming in, I don't care if you're traveling through Europe or wherever. Guess what? Checks are still hitting your bank account. So this is why we come back to this income. As I said, the psychology and a lot of studies have been done. It's a little disheartening when someone has to say, I don't want to pull money out of my investments now. The market's down. Or, you know, the studies have shown that you're less apprehensive to pull money out, even if you can afford it. And some people miss these opportunities in life to share experiences with their children and grandchildren, to go on trips. That's why when I talk about this idea of incorporating this as part of your plan, look, we'd still look at the Social Security claiming strategies. We'd still talk about maximizing the pensions and the decisions there. But then we add these other layers to it, the annuities. And yes, investments too. Set those up to create income you can't outlive. If we can check the box on that, that's why we talk about this. I hope people can understand why I'm saying this is so important. Your lifestyle depends on it, the things you want to do. Create an income plan. This is an opportunity for those of you that want to do a more personalized, customized. There's no cost or obligation to this. I'm going to give you an honest assessment. If you want to take a look at using annuities as part of your plan or just get information on them to understand it, you know, these are some things that you can incorporate into your plan. Again, it's just one piece of the overall income plan, but we'll talk about designing a comprehensive income plan so you have income throughout your lifetime and if you're married, throughout your spouse's. And then you can start to enjoy the retirement you deserve. So give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can get on my calendar right there. You can email me. You can set up a 15-minute conversation. There's no cost or obligation to any of these things. So this is an opportunity for you to get that one piece of your plan in place, maybe the most critical, and I hope to hear from you.
Well, Tom, you know, I like to look back at this day and this week in history, and it's always sort of fun to see, you know, famous birthdays, famous quotes, mm-hmm. and this one really stood out to me, and I'm sure it's one that you've heard about a billion times by now. Uh-huh. It was November of 1789. The great Ben Franklin wrote a letter to his friend saying, and I quote, "In this world, nothing can be certain except death and taxes." And boy, here we are all these years later in 2025. That still rings true, does it not?
Yeah. The problem too is, and that I think he was a pretty smart guy,
yeah.
but when there's death and there's taxes with death, it's like, man, they're going to get one more bite at the apple, I got to tell you. And so that's something we want to be aware of as well. But, you know, there's things we can do, right? That's why we talk about the difference between tax planning and tax preparation. It's so critical. So we want to really cover this area. I've said it before, Kevin, you know, take a look at your investments and then subtract 20 to 30%. How does that make you feel? Probably not too good. Well, that's the IRS. They're getting their share. And it's just like with the death and taxes quote you just referenced. You know, you think about it. State taxes are one piece. That's separate. But you have taxes on the IRAs. So I tell people sometimes, keep in mind that IRA, the problems with large IRAs, of course, and we sometimes refer to them as tax time bombs, is you're going to pay taxes during your lifetime. And guess what? Your children are going to pay taxes on it too. Someone's paying the taxes. That doesn't go away, right? So we really want to be aware of these things.
So Tom, obviously for folks listening today, taxes when it comes to those retirement accounts, right? They've been putting money away. Mm-hmm. They've been sitting off to the side, right? Maybe you haven't thought about them in 10 or 20 or 30 years, but ultimately those IRAs, when all is said and done, mm-hmm. they end up being an IOU to the IRS, don't they?
Yeah, I like that. It's the IOU to the IRS.
There's a lot of abbreviations there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, a little that's true, right? So when we look at this, I've talked about the five problems with large IRAs. One is, of course, they create large required minimum distributions, which we'll talk about. The other thing is, you know, obviously every penny you take out is taxable. Now, you pay the tax rate. What happens if tax rates go up in the future? The other thing is, you know, the widow's penalty, which I talk about, you know, with the RMD. So you think about it. If you pass away, you know, your spouse could go into double the tax, but you go from a 12 to a 24. It just depends. Your RMDs, your required minimum distributions, do not go down. And so now maybe you're giving up even more money to the IRS. And so those are just some of them. They also, as I said, to your children are going to pay tax on it. They also impact how much of your IRA is taxable. They impact your Medicare premiums. We could keep going down the list. And so that's why it's so important. And that's what we do. You know, I think that's one of the things that makes us unique. I come across this a lot. A week does not go by where I don't spend some time or get on the board and I explain how your Social Security is taxed, how to try to minimize taxes. I had a meeting again this week. We're doing a lot of Roth conversions. So let me just make a couple quick comments here. If your money is in Roth, Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, okay, it's the pay on the seed, not on the harvest. Yes, you don't get the tax deduction up front, but the money grows tax-free the rest of your life. There are no required minimum distributions. It doesn't tax your Social Security. It goes to your spouse and children tax-free. So maybe we want to start considering some of that. You can do Roth conversions this year. Now this relates to end-of-year planning, Kevin. These problems I just talked about creates large RMDs. Well, there are no RMDs, mm-hmm. required minimum distributions. With widow's penalty, there is no widow's penalty, or your spouse, I should say, the surviving spouse, because guess what? It's tax-free to them. Oh, yeah, and it's tax-free to your children. And it doesn't tax your Social Security. I mean, we can go down the line. So it's pretty powerful. When someone takes a look at a Roth and says, gosh, I got to pay tax to move the money. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that it protects you from is future increases in taxes, because the tax rate on it is always zero. And I've given the example of, you know, if most of your money, you could even pull money out of your IRAs that you put in pre-tax, you know, the standard deduction, if you're 65, I'll try to stay away from the weeds here, but I got on the board. And again, this is an example of a meeting. I showed that person. Keep in mind, if you're 65, your standard deduction, everyone gets it, it's 15,500. So if you're a spouse, that's 31,000 of standard deduction. You get to take that off your income. On top of that, there's a $6,000 per person because of the big, beautiful bill. That's another $12,000. And on top of that, there's another $1,600 per person. I'll do the math. That's 31,000 plus 12,000. Now you're up to 43,000. You're over 45,000 of a standard deduction. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. So if you have $100,000 of income, that's not what you're taxed on. You're taxed on a little over 50. Guess what? You're in a 12% tax bracket. You think there's an opportunity to do some Roth at 12%? How many of us are missing this opportunity? Okay. And so now if I said to you, you can move money from a tax account that's taxable to a tax-free account for the rest of your life, your spouse's life and your children at 12%, would you do it? I hope so. Mm-hmm. And that's why when we talk about end of year being so crucial, because if you don't do it by December 31st, you've lost a year. Because sometimes it's a good idea to systematically. I can do 30,000 this year, 30,000 next year, 30,000 next year. Pretty soon, over a 5-year period, I've repositioned 150,000 that's never going to be taxed the rest of my life. We can go down the list, no RMDs and on and on. How many of us are getting this type of advice? And again, I mentioned it before. I'll mention it again. We're part of a registered investment advisory group. We do portfolio management, but you're not going to get a response from me that, sorry, you know, go talk to someone else. And I'm not saying these are not, you know, people aren't doing their job, but they just don't give tax advice. I can look at the numbers. I know what the marginal tax. These are just, again, numbers. if you understand how these things work. So I help clients get to tax-free as much as possible. Are you doing a Roth 401k? Again, one other idea we'll continue to move. It's on our website, Getting to Tax-Free. I mentioned these reports we have that are available to you. You can go to alphawealthgroup.com, and download that information. And I'm pretty confident you're going to have one or two ideas you're going to be able to pull off there and maybe even do them before the end of the year. Again, I have these conversations all the time. I just called another client and said, hey, you're in a low tax bracket. In fact, another meeting I had this week, she said, look, I'm going to be retiring next year, semi-retiring. My income's probably going to be cut in half or more. I said, guess what? Time to do Roth contributions on top of that. She still has earned income, even though she's semi-retired. She's going to be 70, I think, next year. Doesn't mean you can't contribute. There's another on top of the conversions. Again, there's so many things we could be doing. Tax planning versus tax preparation. You can do tax preparation, but you're just looking at history. You're not doing these planning, forward tax planning. It's the old adage of someone sitting in the shade of a tree because they planted a seed number of years ago. If you do nothing, you know, then we get to these RMDs where you got to take out, I don't care, it's a 25% penalty. Let's not lose control. And let's start to take control of our taxes. If you want to sit down, I offered that information. There's no cost. You can go to our website. If you have a question and you say, Tom, I'm looking at doing a Roth conversion, can we go walk through the numbers? And we can see the numbers, not my opinion. We'll do that too. Again, you can go on the website, get on my calendar. You can email me. Better yet, if you really want to sit down, we can take a look at it. We'll see what's going on. How do we get more of your Social Security tax-free? Are there ideas to get, again, to these five problems, whether it's, you know, the RMDs, whether it's a penalty to your spouse, if the surviving spouse, whether it's a threat of higher tax rates, whether it's an issue of how it goes to your children, all of these things, taxing your Social Security and your Medicare premiums. And these are things that you shouldn't ignore. That's all I'm saying. And you deserve to get good advice on this. So if you want to sit down, again, there's no cost or obligation to these things. Again, and I would even say this much. It will be an enjoyable meeting. I'm a pretty informal guy. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. You know, I'll help you out in any way I can. So if you want to really try to take advantage of this, and as I said, do things before the end of the year, give us a call. Give our team a call, 630-864-6711.
So, Tom, I know we've talked about this in the past about folks as they get closer and closer to retirement and the fact that they should maybe take their foot off the risk pedal a little bit in their portfolio. But the big question becomes, at what age should you really start thinking about that? Well, Morningstar's Christine Benz recently said it's something you should think about after the age of 50. Take a listen to this.
When we look at the data on when people retire, when they think they'll retire relative to when they actually do retire, we see there's a disconnect that oftentimes people are thinking they will hang on longer than they are able to do or want to do. And so I think at age 50, you do want to start de-risking your portfolio a little bit, not altogether, because you could have 45 or more years where you are still going to be wanting to grow that portfolio. But as you move into sort of your late 50s, early 60s, I like the idea of building a bulwark of safer assets.
So, Tom, let me ask you, 50 years old, how do you feel about her advice there? And what are some other assets that you can help our listeners de-risk their portfolio with?
Well, I think the question really comes back to the length of time. Look, if you're 50 and you say, I'm retiring in 5 years, okay, I get it. But if you're 15 years out from retirement, I would probably take a different approach. You know, again, these are opinions, but when we look at time, that's one of the factors, one of the biggest, if not the biggest factor in risk reduction, because you have time, you know, there's time on your side in that sense, and the down years aren't going to have as much of an impact. So I would say, you know, you might want to start taking a look. And again, there's no perfect answer on any time you're talking about the market. I don't care if you're picking a stock you think is the greatest stock in the world. I don't care if, you know, you say you know what the market's going to do over time. You just don't. Mm-hmm. Now, so we're always looking at probabilities and averages. So when you take a look at any 10-year period, I think it's 93%. I've looked at the numbers, maybe even higher than that. Any 10-year period, the market is going to be down. The probability, again, probability, not a guarantee, it's almost zero, right, 10 years from now. So we just, again, we want to be smart and logical and then understand how it works. So hopefully you're getting this advice. You know, because there's things that emotions are one of the biggest issues when it comes to, you know, we talk about fear and greed, and that's why some of these studies show that most people underperform the market. And so then what happens? you know, you want to participate when the market's going up. That's the greed factor. And then you want to get out when the market's down. When you look at just this past April, when Liberation Day came and the market, we were doomed, all these headlines. Okay, the market dropped almost 20% peak to trough. Now, if you would have invested at that point, now I wish we could time the market. The market's up 30% since that lowest point. But that's just on the side. So you're going to have some money in growth. To me, you know, you have to have it. You know, that's a strong word. But as a portion of your investments. Now, how do you try to prevent some safety and de-risk? Look, the reality is, as I said, if you're 5 years out or you're approaching retirement, you have what's called the limited recovery time. You just do, right? In addition to that, you're getting closer to a moment where you're no longer making contributions to the plan. So now that stops. You certainly don't want to have to delay retirement. You know, and then sometimes these are some of the other problems, and you may have to claim Social Security early. This is really critical to how we structure our portfolio. So I start out with the first question, which is, when was the last time you updated and rebalanced your portfolio? Do you know what you own? I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, Kevin, but the first step for everybody is you have to get organized. Please, if there's one takeaway, you know, we show how there's old 401ks, I think 30 million old 401ks out there, according to Capitalize, with over $1.6 trillion. You're not organized. Get organized. Get these things in one place. I'll stop there. But then it's to understand, what do you own? It's a look under the hood. We've offered this before because you may have risks you are totally unaware of. And if you're relying on that for income, this gets back to longer life expectancies, market risk. This can be a big problem in your portfolio. One quick comment I'll make, and then I'm going to talk about some ideas here. We talked about income planning, right? Income planning and having the income, you having the paychecks that you have coming in, that reduces your risk because you're not relying on much of your investment. So a lot of these things, I call it the domino effect. We've talked about tax already. So now creating income you can't outlive, minimizing the taxes on it. Guess what? Now you can have an investment plan that maybe there isn't as much risk because you're not relying on as much of it for income. So I'll just make that quick comment. So it's not just, hey, I'm creating income. It also maybe allows me a little more freedom to have more growth in my retirement accounts. As far as trying to protect some of the accounts, yes, it does make sense in some cases. This is why it's so important to have an income plan and take a look at, okay, what are things that I can do to reduce my risk? Bonds are a little problematic. We are in the longest bear market of bonds in the history of the market. It's just been going on for a long time. If you look over the last 5 years, even in the aggregate bond index, it's basically been flat or negative. We have to be very careful of what we own. There's strategies out there where you can get growth in the market with no downside risk. It has principal protection. And these come back to these indexed annuities if you want to look at those. I mean, there's other ideas we can get in. There's buffered ETFs, which buffer your downside. So you have protection up to 10, maybe even 15%, where you will not lose anything. And so do these make sense in our portfolio to de-risk? Look, you can look at, for example, another risk in your portfolio. And let me make this offer before I move on. But the first step is get organized. Second step is now we have to look at what you own. It's a look under the hood. We offer that portfolio x-ray. I've already offered, Kevin, the income strategies and talking about creating an income plan. I've offered the opportunity to get the tax-free strategies off our website or come in doing Roth conversions. You see how all this is coming together? Mm-hmm. This is being complete. And then having an investment plan and doing the portfolio x-ray. You know, you have exposure to certain target date funds are over 50%, close to 50% of all 401ks. Now, I'm not saying I agree with this, but Barron said, you know, they should outlaw target date funds. I'm not agreeing with that, but we have to be careful. Do you own those? You may in your 401k. You may not even be aware of it. Mm-hmm. So I just want people to understand what they own. We will do the portfolio x-ray for you. Again, just like everything else, there's no cost or obligation, but we'll probably uncover things you are totally unaware of. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. If you want us to do the portfolio x-ray for you, we'll show you what your fees are. We'll show you what your risk levels are. You know what you're owning, your allocation. This knowledge is power, and so that's as much as possible. I know I'm repeating myself, but I really make every effort to stay away from opinion and stick with the facts. Once in a while, I'll say this is my opinion, which I preface with this is my opinion. But, you know, this stuff is not rocket science, and I think, unfortunately, all too often in this industry, we make it too complicated, and sometimes maybe some people that are giving advice don't understand it themselves. I'm sorry, but there's some truth to that. Mm-hmm. And so if we can just understand it logically, guess what? The emotions, right? We can start to minimize some of those emotions, fear and greed, right? We want to be participate when the market's going up and we get greedy. That's why Dalbar has done the studies. The average investor has underperformed the S&P and the market by probably 50%. This is where we can now get an investment plan and feel good about it. And then, you know what I mean? The stress level comes down too. That's why this is so important. And then we understand, then we can de-risk by adding these ideas that I just talked about. Look, if half your portfolio is protected, the market's down 30%. That means half your portfolio is not down. And so it's just as simple as that. I just gave you, that's that simple. That could be part of your plan. You know, and going into retirement, especially or nearing retirement, you know, this sequence of return risk, you know, from 2000 to 2010, from 1969 to 1980, the market was flat for 10 years. What would happen to you if you went, and I don't know, I'm not seeing this is going to happen, but if you go into retirement in the next 10 years, it's flat. Great, the market's averaged 8% over the last 20 years. The problem is your first 10 years of retirement, it was down or flat. That's not good. Again, getting income you can't outlive, having a solid investment plan, we'll come back to all these things. There are ways to de-risk your portfolio. And if you're in that position and you're getting close to retirement, as I said, this is the time to look at some of these ideas and we can talk about those. So just give us a call and give our team a call. Schedule a time, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time right on that website. Send me an email. Schedule a time, as I said, to talk for 15 minutes. What's going to happen? You're going to know what you own. You're going to know why you own it. You're going to feel a lot better. You're going to get an honest, objective assessment of it. And then you can really start to put some pieces together and feel good about it going forward. That's really what it's all about. That's what we try to do here at the Alpha Wealth Group.
We've gone from landlines to smartphones, and by 2030, there are predictions we will also see passwords go by the wayside, along with physical credit cards and even remote controls. Yeah. So, Tom, I ask you, if technology is constantly evolving, shouldn't our retirement plans be doing something similar?
You know, that's, I guess, a good analogy here. Technology, and technology, too, it helps us with our financial and retirement plan because, you know, you talk about having it in your hand, you can keep track of your portfolio. You know, there's all types of things to track. So there's a big benefit to that. But we also have changes in technology. Well, there's changes in the rules. I mean, look, we had the this year that passed the big beautiful bill. Well, it changed standard deductions. It allowed for different, we're talking now going into next year, some different rules too. I mean, your contributions. By the way, these are some things you want to be aware of. And we talk about end of year ideas, but also going into next year. You know, in next year, in 2026, I don't want people to be blindsided by this, but the 401k, you know, contributions, if you make over $145,000, guess what? The catch-up contributions now have to go in Roth. So don't be surprised. I don't know if anyone has told you this, or if you're group benefits have had this discussion, but if you're putting $31,000 into your 401k, the catch-up of that, the $7,500, okay, if you're 50 or over, that now cannot go in pre-tax. Mm-hmm. So I'm just giving you an example. You know, the tax rates are going to change a little bit. We want it, not the tax rates. I'm sorry, that extended the Tax Cut and Jobs Act rates, but the marginal brackets are moving up. In other words, you can make more money and still stay in a 12 or a 22. We want to be aware of those things. So this is why it's important to review and stay up on your plan. In fact, going into next year, you may be one more year closer to retirement. You may be getting ready to claim Social Security. Social Security just, again, added the COLA. We talked about that last week, a 2.8% increase. So we need to stay on top of some of these things and understand how it incomes that impacts our plan. You know, there's also another rule that took place this year, which was, if you're not aware of it, and this is why it's so important to be working with someone or getting advice. Hopefully you're getting proactive advice. You can supersize your 401k. What does that mean? If you're 60, from 60 to 63, and again, it took place this year. So it's actually a four-year period. You know, we think 63 minus 60 is three. Well, if you think about it, 60, 61, 62, 63, that's 4 years. You can do what's called supersize your 401k. You can actually exceed the 31,000 by another 30, I think it's 37, 3250. Put more money into the 401k. And if you want, you can put it in to their Roth 401k. How about that? And this gives me another idea, and this gets back to this end of year. So let's talk a couple minutes on that. You have until the end of the year to max out your 401k. I know I've been pounding the table for the last month and a half, and here we are inching closer and closer. This is why I say these deadlines are important. How many of you have taken advantage of Roth conversions? How many of you have taken advantage of maxing out your 401k? This is one of the examples. You have until December 31st if you're between those ages. And even if you're not, if you're 50 or older, you can put $31,000 into your 401k. If you call your provider today and say, oh, you put in $25,000, say, I want you to take out 50% of my paycheck the rest of the year. You can do that. Accelerate the 401k contributions, man. I mean, you're going to feel good January 1st and say, look what I did. Hey, I feel good about this. I took control. This is why it's so important to do these things. And, you know, you can put it into the Roth for the rest of the year because you're putting additional contributions you otherwise might not have done. So let's put it into a tax-free account. And again, if you're between 60 and 60, or if you're 60 and between 60 and 63, I guess, and which includes 60 and 63, not just in between, you can do even more. And when you make that call to your 401k provider, ask some other questions. Hey, just to understand, we have the 401k report on our, again, on our website. If you want to download it, it goes through 10 different things you should be doing in your 401k. Besides just the investments, understanding contributions and maxes, do you have an in-service, a rollover option where you can take the money out of the 401k, put it into your own IRA? Now you can own what you want. These are things that you should be aware of. So if you want that report, plus the tax-free ideas, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com, and download those reports. If you have specific questions, as I always say, or you want to schedule a time to talk about, you know, besides just that, doing that portfolio x-ray, we can do a 401k x-ray. You can, again, schedule a time on our website, or if you want to give us a call directly, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. But Kevin, you were asking the question, should we be updating with technology changing? Things are always changing with our retirement. As I said, a year is passing. We have things we can do before the end of the year. We have changes that have occurred with the rules. Understanding those and are we taking advantage of them? There are some pretty significant things. And then going into next year, being able to hit the ground running. I just made the comments of the changes to the 401ks that are going to impact anybody who makes over $145,000. You should be aware of some of these things. Also understanding the new rules. There's other contribution rules. There's new updates that we want to be aware of. How many of us have done that? The timing, I think this is a sweet spot to really take a look at your overall plan going into the end of the year and then saying, how can I get set up and feel like, you know, I've got this plan in place? Not saying you don't, just like technology. We want to review it throughout the year, which we do with our clients. But let's start the process now of all of these things we've talked about, starting to control the things we can. I've said at the top of the show, actionable items. I hope I've given a number of them. I think I have. But if you really want to have more of a customized, personalized plan, this is what we do. And it's not a sales pitch. It's if you want to come in and really take a look. You're going to get an honest, objective assessment. There's no cost or obligation. And I've said before, I'm confident we will find a number of things that you'll walk out of here with ideas that you will put in place. We may not work together. That's okay. But we'll go through some things and I think get you set up going into next year. So if you want to schedule a time, oh, yeah, and by the way, I think reduce some stress in your planning, too. That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, pick up the phone, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711.
And again, Tom, before we run out of time, we know the end of the year is quickly approaching. Your calendar fills up in a hurry, but we still have some spots for our radio listeners if they want to get in between now and the end of the year to wrap up some of those loose ends. Is there not?
Yeah. I mean, it's like I said, we have a deadline coming up.
Yep.
We know you said it. You raised your hand about being a procrastinator. I raised my hand. We all do it. Let's be honest. Okay. But here's an opportunity to say, pick up the phone, give us a call, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. It's easy, so there's no excuse. There's no cost. So again, no excuse to do things. If I said there were some ideas that are going to make a difference for you, would you do it? I hope so. And so that's why we want to offer this opportunity.
Tom and his team are here to help at the Alpha Wealth Group by dialing 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or online anytime at alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com.
1408 is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.